Secretary of State John Kerry weighed in on the situation in Egypt today. Kerry said the Egyptian military, quote, did not take over, end quote. Rather, he claims the generals intervened as a way of restoring democracy. The Obama administration has taken a lot of heat for refusing to call it a coup. Leslie Gelb of the Council on Foreign Relations says the crisis in Egypt has put the Obama administration in a very tough spot. But he says the White House needs to come up with a better strategy.
You can't begin to use whatever limited influence we have in Egypt unless you have a workable, viable strategy. And I just don't see what that is. We're still talking in terms of a return to democracy. We're not any longer saying, let's have another quick election. Thank heaven, because if you had another quick election, the results probably would be the same as the last one, a victory for the Muslim Brotherhood. But that doesn't mean you drop democracy. If we're to have any good position in Egypt, we have to be supporters of democracy, but in a different way.
And what is that way? What would you advise the Obama administration?
I would advise them to do on an expedited basis what the United States did in South Korea, Taiwan, and Turkey. For years, all those countries were run by military dictatorships. But we used what influence we had there to develop democratic institutions and democratic culture, business law, regular law, getting rid of corruption or limiting corruption, developing freedom of the press, non-governmental organizations, and allowing the moderates time to organize politically. That was critical.
Now, the situation in Egypt is a little bit different because we're kind of in the middle of a crisis. If the Obama administration takes the long view or even the medium view, doesn't it risk simply allowing the military to consolidate power, sort of resuming rule over Egypt?
The military will consolidate its power, and probably quite brutally. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to do the sensible thing. You know, otherwise, we're going to have long-term military rule and a brutal rule. And we don't want that. It's not good for the Egyptians. It's not good for us. And the only way around it is to help build democratic institutions in that society.
Yeah, but Egypt is a very different place. In the current scenario, who should the Obama administration be talking to develop these democratic institutions? What are the institutions in place there, and who are the organizations or people that the Obama people should be dealing with?
Well, that's the right question, and the answer is the people with the power, and that's the military right now. That's what we did in South Korea, Taiwan, and Turkey. We talked to the military and got them to move toward creating these democratic institutions and culture. And it worked.
But it also didn't have, I mean, with some exceptions, there wasn't this huge popular on the streets demonstrations and rocking those countries.
Not to the degree you have in Egypt, that's true. And it's harder in Egypt. That doesn't mean you either do nothing and accept military rule in an open-ended way or push for the return of a Muslim Brotherhood that clearly doesn't have the support now to govern that country.
Now, what about the issue of aid? The U.S. supplies about $1.5 billion in military aid to Egypt. Isn't that a place to use some leverage pushing Egypt?
Well, it is a place to use leverage once we have a strategy. But you don't just cut off the aid without some clear line on where we would like the Egyptian military to move their country.
Leslie Gelb with the Council on Foreign Relations speaking to us from New York.